back on the Found Money Report here on WBAP. This is Pete Thompson with Jim Poe in the studios. And with us, again, a very special guest, Jim, that we introduced for the first time last week. You know, we've had a number of strategic partners on the radio program in previous weeks, but what Larry Grossman at his company, Sovereign International Pension Services, have done for you and your family, and also select clients here at Texas Retirement Specialists, is a very, very special, special thing, isn't it?
Well, when you find somebody that thinks like you think and talks like you talk and has some really great, very intelligent ideas, it just makes you want to get to know them better. And that's why we are attracted to a guy like Larry, because obviously he knows what he's doing and he does it well.
Larry has been called by some the pit bull of offshore investing, and not just because he's aggressive, but he's very aggressive in doing things in a compliant manner, doing things that follow the letter of the U.S. law. Larry, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you on today.
Thank you, gentlemen. My pleasure to be back.
Let's review for a second of what we talked about last week, and that is that there is a real trend, whether people recognize it or not, the government wants to get their hands on our retirement savings in any way they can. And you've been fairly outspoken about your views on this. Give a summary of that, if you would.
Well, Pete, I don't think there's any surprise if I tell you or your listeners that the government is short of money and spends more than we really have. And so they've tried to get creative about ways to raise money, and they've looked around and decided that there is one heck of a lot of wealth out there in the retirement plan world. And so there have been a number of proposals that clearly indicate what they'd like to do is force people to buy treasuries, to force them to hold assets that will support that spending.
Okay, so what you're saying is they're finding new and creative ways to get our money, really.
That's exactly what they're up to. They want to make you no longer be able to self-direct your account, to buy the investments that you want to buy, and they want to force everybody to own treasuries.
Well, let's fast forward then to offshore accounts, offshore assets and offshore accounts. To explain to our listeners why this makes sense, not just for the high rollers, for the people with lots of money, why this makes sense for people that have a retirement account that maybe has, you know, less than $1 million in it.
Well, I've yet to talk to anybody who says that they don't want to protect whatever they have in their retirement plan. They've worked hard to get it, they want to keep it, and they'd like to be able to rely on it. An offshore IRA or an offshore retirement plan, in my opinion, and I know maybe I appear biased, but I've been doing this for a long time, it's the only way they have left to really protect that account. And not only does it give them protection, but it gives them access to some of the best investments in the world that they're not going to be able to get access to here in the United States. So it's a win-win for them no matter what they do.
Give us an example, or maybe an illustration of somebody you've helped or somebody who has benefited from offshore investments in the recent months.
Well, I think one of my favorite examples is one of the first clients that ever came to us to do this. It was a husband and wife, and they aren't rich people, but they had modest means, and they'd been managed to save some funds in their retirement plan. And they actually pooled their retirement plans together and purchased property on a small island off the coast of Honduras, which they've turned around and developed, and now they've been selling those off at a very nice profit, all of which, of course, is sheltered under the retirement plan. And obviously, it would be impossible to force somebody like that to bring those assets back.
Now, when you say sheltered, define that, if you would.
Well, sure. Inside of an IRA, anything that you earn, if it's interest, capital gains, dividends, doesn't matter what it is, it remains tax shelter, because with an IRA, you're not taxed until you pull the money out.
Okay. Where's the benefit of being offshore then?
The benefit offshore is that there are tremendous investments available that they wouldn't be able to get access to here in the United States. There's foreign currency investments. There's ways to hold precious metals and other investments that don't exist here in the United States. And of course, foreign property in many jurisdictions is an extremely attractive value. Even though we've had a decline in values here in the United States, what's better than have your assets held outside the United States and a physical investment that nobody can make them repatriate, and it's going to be in a non-U.S. currency? It's a tremendous value.
The urban legend or the image on offshore, Jim Poe, is that this is a stealth, even a dishonest, deceptive way to invest your money. And really what Larry is describing here is exactly the opposite. He finds ways to do it in a compliant way with the U.S. government. And as he just said, it opens you up to investment opportunities you wouldn't have had otherwise.
And we're not trying to hide our money from the federal government. We're going to do this in full view of the federal government. We're just going to be able to do it in a structure where they can't make you bring the money back, and by treasuries in your IRA.
Is there a trend, Jim, with the clients of Texas Retirement Specialists to look at investments like this, offshore investments, with greater frequency? Are you finding more people asking about this or participating in things like this?
We are, and the motivation for it is obvious, and the need to protect your assets is obvious, and those who hear about it are warm to the idea.
And Larry, I know one of the things, and I've seen this in research that we've done on you as well, you have really gained a reputation for not only being aggressive relative to being into offshore investments, but you do this in such a way where you are really a pit bull about being compliant with U.S. government rules and regulations. That's a big deal to you, isn't it?
Well, it's a primary deal to us, because if we ever had a client that we thought was not going to be compliant, we can't even work with them. I give people this scenario all the time. If you do something that you're not supposed to do, first of all, obviously it's a problem for you, but somehow you magically get away with it. Well, what happens when your kids inherit that money and they bring it back? Did you know that's the definition of money laundering? You know, who wants to accidentally turn their heirs into criminals? So we don't do any of this for tax reasons. There's no tax gain to be had having assets outside the United States. You do it to protect it. You do it for investment diversification. You do it because it brings you peace of mind.
In a minute or so, as we close up, Larry, any tips or maybe Larry Grossman wisdom that you would pass along to our listeners that are hearing about offshore maybe for the first time today at this level? What wisdom could you pass along to our listeners today?
I think that people need to really understand that there is a very serious attack on their assets. And once they're awake to that idea and recognize it, then they can take a step to do something about it. And I oftentimes tell people, look, if you have your assets outside the United States and you still wanted to own everything that you own today, well, I think once they found out what else is out there, they wouldn't. But if they did, they can still do that from an offshore stance and protect the assets.
Let's fast forward 10 years. The year is 2022. It's hard to even say that. What's going on? What's going on with offshore? What's going on with our world from a financial standpoint? Now, I talk about leaving you with a tough question, right?
Well, I think obviously that we will no longer see the financial system that exists today. I believe we're probably going to move more towards some form of one financial system or a cooperative financial system, if you want to say that, which will include tax gathering among all the big countries. I think we'll see the euro maybe not exist, certainly not exist in the form that it is today. And I think that we probably won't be able to invest offshore anymore. I mean, it's clear to me that they would like to be able to curtail that. It's going to take them a while to reel it in, but obviously that's the steps they're moving towards.
So take advantage of it while you can.
I absolutely believe the window of opportunity is closing.
Larry Grossman has been our guest. Great counsel from a very smart and accomplished gentleman. Larry is the Managing Director of Sovereign International Pension Services and a specialist and expert on offshore investments, and specifically making sure that offshore investments are compliant with the U.S. rules and regulations, the letter of the law, as they say. If you are interested in finding out more about what we've been talking about in this segment, especially as it applies to you and your retirement plan, give us a call at Texas Retirement Specialist. The phone number is 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. That's 888-7-PIGGY-BANK, which is 888-774-4492. The website, TexasRetirementSpecialist.com.
Call Texas Retirement Specialist today to reserve your seat at our next complimentary retirement planning workshop. Call 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. That's 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. Online at TexasRetirementSpecialist.com. More of the Found Money Report is coming up.